really. Can you feel the tension in the air right now? I know I can. I can feel it all the way down in my plums, getting all swollen with a light blue hue to them. Fresh and juicy, ready for the picking.
Well, let me just assure you and the punters that I have been up since 6. I've done the form again. I've been for a fucking run. I haven't gone for a run before the races in a long time. I am flying. The day, it's a cracking day in Melbourne. The sun's out. There's no footy on. And just quickly, God bless the AFL. How intelligent is it putting a Swans game on at 4:30 in the afternoon against another Sydney team whilst there's a Group 1 day at Rose Hill? You fucking idiots. You selfish shits. And then we'll put on. Then we'll put West Coast and Collingwood on Saturday night. So then Collingwood have to probably fly back to Melbourne for our flight and then play the Swans next Saturday night. Unfair.
I want to bite into that plum and let the juice spill down my chin. You know what I mean?
Okay. The Avenger is a mailbag movers bet. We sent it at $8, I reckon. Not sure. Can't remember. Good to see some money's come for it. I think it will be suited. However, the track plays, Benny Mellon from 5 on a Waller horse, they're more likely to be ridden positive. I'm hoping it lands sort of 2 or 3 pairs back, one off or fenced.
My plums, beautiful bluish hue. The sun just dancing right off of them, just nice. Getting ready to take them to market.
Well, Alexandra Dreaming SP $51 last start at Sandown and was extremely suited by the bias of the day. Could well be again, but it's going to need a cross from 15. I'm happy to oppose it at that price. I think Crone will run a race. We've backed Crone to win the guineas, 1,000 guineas. That's just a small bet. Fidelia are right enough. I think they're both capable of winning. Thrill Star's flying. Hummer Hummer gets a nice run.
I can feel it down in my plums. They're getting a nice bluish hue. Getting ready to take them to the farmer's market. Special 2 plums for 1.
I'm disgusted that Osborne Bulls has been scratched. It created such a good betting race because I was hard against it. I think Lander Plenty will be the best horse to come out of the race, just in front of Peaceful State. I think they're the best 2 horses. I think Our Passam and Modern Wonder, if the track's on pace, could bob up and win.
I can feel it down in my plums.
I'm tipping Magic Console each way. I will be looking for it from the yard. I will be speaking to the stable before they run, finding out where their heads are at. Well, I've marked it the same price as Knight's Watch. Knight's Watch SP $3.10 last start from memory, and is around the same price now in a fucking Wait for Age Group 2 race. It was an open handicap last week. But I just think Magic Console is a huge overlay here. Like, its figures are as good as any of these recently. You know, it's best run in the last sort of 6 months is as good as any horse in this race.
So overall,
I just took all the 27s and 28s about Magic Console.
I'm sure there'll be more up there for people, so don't worry about that. You'll take the rest. So best of the day and value of the day.
Value of the day, Magic Console, race 8, number 3. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
And best of the day is race 2, number 7, The Avenger for Chris Waller and Benny Mellum, and race 7, number 12, Iconoclasm. Yeah, DK Weir, Mickey D, race 7, number 12. They're the 3 bets I'm keen to have on the card. I will be all upping that too because I don't normally only have 3, and I think they're all good odds. They're all really good odds. So I'll be all up, all the win, all the place. Praying to God and Allah and Jesus. Put your shirt back on, Ems. Not yet. I'm still doing the podcast. Fuck.
Oh. I can feel the tension in the air.